to come back. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's a message from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to Floridians who left the state because of Hurricane Ian.
Speaking in Fort Myers Beach Saturday, Governor Ron DeSantis saying he's heartened by the number of businesses he sees reopening after Hurricane Ian, and that the people who evacuated from the areas affected by the storm need to now follow that example.
We've had a lot of search and rescue that's been going on, and rightfully so. But we're at a point now where everybody who lives here needs to be brought back.
DeSantis says that 5,200 miles of roadway in the state have now been cleared, and more than 2,500 bridges have been inspected and reopened.
Fox's Kevin Uransky. Thousands of pro-choice demonstrators marching in the nation's capital today in protest of the Supreme Court's ruling to overturn Roe versus Wade. Women's March is calling the day of action the Women's Wave, with more than 450 marches taking place across the country. Russian President Putin has ordered tighter security for a bridge that links the Crimean Peninsula with Russia after part of it was destroyed in an explosion. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. South Korea says two ballistic missiles were fired by North Korea toward the South's eastern waters. It's the latest in a string of missile launches by the North in recent days. 10 people were dead and 8 hospitalized after an explosion at a gas station in Northwest Ireland. Donegal County Emergency Services Director Gary Martin.
We will remain on site in an ongoing search and check phase to ensure that there are no remaining casualties in the building.
Police suggest the explosion was accidental. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The man suspected of stabbing 8 people in Las Vegas Thursday is a Guatemalan national in the U.S. illegally. Fox's Matt Finn has more from Los Angeles.
Police say 32-year-old Yoni Barrios stabbed 8 people near the Wynn Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. A 47-year-old and a 30-year-old Las Vegas resident died. According to a police report, Barrios went from California to Vegas to stay with a friend, but the friend did not allow Barrios to remain at the house, so Barrios then took a bus to the Las Vegas Strip, where he approached a group of showgirl impersonators. He said he was a chef and asked to take a picture with the women holding his knife, but then Barrios stabbed 2 of them, killing 30-year-old Maris DiGiovanni. After that, Barrios stabbed more innocent people along the strip. The police report says Barrios had hoped officers would shoot him.
Barrios is scheduled to be charged on Tuesday. A new survey from the Brookings Institution finds nearly 3/4 of veterans who fought in Afghanistan feel betrayed by the Afghan withdrawal. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more from the Pentagon.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, a former Green Beret, authored a new book about what he and other veterans did to help last August. Mann says the military could be at the beginning, not end, of a suicide spike. Kyle Lingefelt, a Marine captain and artillery officer from 2010 to 21, deployed twice to Afghanistan and admits he has called veteran suicide hotlines since the withdrawal. A new book about Bravo Company, the 82nd Airborne's 2508 Parachute Infantry Regiment, follows the troops home. Half received Purple Hearts. 2 of the soldiers have died by suicide. More than a dozen have tried since leaving Afghanistan in 2010.
The Department of Veterans Affairs tells Fox that it's reached out to every veteran in its network with one message: we are here for you. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.